Our next guest is going to be accompanied by an interpreter, so this is going to be a first for us here at the program. Rav Leitman speaks Hebrew and Russian, and his interpreter is going to be sharing the good news with us about Kabbalah, which is, of course, the ancient method of spiritual growth and development, and the path of self-discovery and spiritual elevation. And we have Rav Michael Leitman, Dr. Rav Michael Leitman, I might add, Kabbalah authority and founder and president at the Kabbalah Education and Research Institute in Israel, as well as Haim Ratz, which is his translator. And we would like to welcome you gentlemen to the program this morning. Thank you for taking the time to visit with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. I understand that Rav Leitman is speaking tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Olympic Center. And do you want to speak, let us know what to expect for that? And is it open to the general public?
That is correct. And what I will be speaking about is the global crisis and how it resonates with the ancient teaching of Kabbalah and what Kabbalah offers as a resolution to our present, let's call it, challenges.
And I understand we say Kabbalah here. It's Kabbalah?
Well, you can pronounce it any way. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. In order to study and appreciate the science of Kabbalah, you don't necessarily you can integrate it with your religion that you may have now also.
It's not so much a question of integrating, because it really is totally detached from any kind of religion. The most ancient religion started about 2,000 years ago with Judaism, and soon following was Christianity, and then came Islam. But Kabbalah started 3,000 years before that, about 5,000 years ago in ancient Babylon, when all of humanity was united into one nation. And so it really belongs to the whole of humanity, and it precedes any existing religion. And the method of Kabbalah is such that any person from any faith or belief system can study it. And actually, our organization is the proof of that, because we have 2 million students worldwide from 47 countries studying with us, from any religion and method and belief system, regardless of anything. We have students in Latin America, in Central America, the United States, Europe, Muslim countries, Iran, Iraq. And it's all, by the way, free, so anyone can really approach it.
And when you say study, does that mean inform yourself about it, or does that mean how you can incorporate the practices into your own daily existence?
Well, informing yourself about it is something more academic. That's what you would do if you studied it at a university. But Kabbalah studies, real Kabbalah studies, is a practical method for everyone to implement in your day-to-day life. It's a very personal process of internal change.
And how do you begin?
You begin with a book. That's the easiest way. I recently published The Complete Idiot's Guide to Kabbalah.
The Complete Idiot's Guide?
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
The Complete Idiot's Guide to Kabbalah. That's a great place to start. If you're not comfortable with English, then I also published a book with Planeta. It's called Tu Proposito and La Vida. And that's also a great beginner's book. After that, you can approach the site where you can find everything for free. It is www.kabbalah.info, where all of the material is accessible free of charge in 26 languages, of course, including English and Spanish. And you will find books for download and lessons, video and audio, archived, streamed, whatever you want, and it's all free of charge.
Now, do you have services like we're accustomed to here in the Western world with Christianity, for example?
We have lessons. Kabbalah is taught by lessons. You have a daily lesson. Every day there's a 2.5-3 hour lesson divided into parts, so you can hook up to whatever part you want or to the whole thing, and it's all free.
And, of course, Madonna being one of the most visible of the Kabbalah studiers, if you will. Is that what you're considered? What are you, a student? Are you a practitioner? I mean, if somebody is in your system, what are you called? A worshiper?
Madonna's route is a different one. That's not the one that we that we're doing.
That you're promoting.
But we're talking about authentic Kabbalah. What Madonna is doing is some kind of is alteration of that.
Okay. I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah.
And what about the red wristband and what, or string or something? Is that part of your...
Well, let me put it this way. In all of the Kabbalah authentic texts that I have read, there is no mention of a red string, of holy water, of anything like that. Also, there is no use of any mascot, charms, fortune-telling or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that Kabbalah is a science. It's not any kind of mysticism. It's an academic science taught in 1800 faculties worldwide. So it really is not a mysticism. It's a science that teaches you about the part of life that at present we cannot perceive.
And again, Dr. Rav Lightman is speaking tomorrow at 8 o'clock, October 10th, at the Olympic Center. For more information,